And blast off. We are page 29 in the Art Scroll. Top of the page. And we are, thank you, Zev, and we are on the bottom of page Tess, page 9 in the Green Feldheim edition. Says the holy, 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 holy Ramchal, Vim Tamik Oid Be'inyan. And if we go a little bit deeper, as we were saying yesterday, that the world is a milchama chazaka. No matter which way you go, it pushes you. It pushes you when things are going well to go away from Hashem, and it pushes you when things are not going well to go away from Hashem. And im tamik oid binyan tira ki olam nivra l'shimush ha'adam. If you go a little deeper, the world was created to serve me. The world was created to serve each and every one of us. Amnam hinehu oimid b'shikul gadol. However, even though the world is created to serve me, it's very, very subtle, and there's a balance. Kima adam nimshach achara olam u'misrachak miboyroi. Because if a person is pulled after the world, and memela, he goes far away from his creator, hine hu miskalkel. So the world, which is there to service me, will destroy me, umakalkel olam imo, and I will destroy the world. That's the way it works. So the world, which is there for me to use, it will abuse me, and it would make me destructive, and I will destroy the physical. Vim hu sholeit ba'atzmai. And if a person has ownership on himself and he rules over himself, v'nidbak b'boyrei, and he connects, some of us were talking about this last night a little bit, and you connect to your boyrei, u'mishtameish min ha'olam rak li'os lo'sil avodas boro, which we're going to talk about, and I use the physical world, I use it properly to help me in my service of Hashem. So what happens? Hu mis'ala, I then become uplifted, va'olam mis'ala imai. I lift up the world. So the world has basically one or two ways it's going to go. It's either going to hurt me, I'm going to hurt it, or it's going to heal me, and I'm going to heal it. I'm just using those terms. There's no greater thing than the world serving me, serving us. The light bulbs, the table, it's all here to serve us. The light was for the tzaddikim. Once, right, the light was happy. What else does the existence of a light bulb want? One of the lines that I love to talk about here is the chicken. What does the chicken do by walking around pecking? What's the value of a chicken walking around pecking and pecking and pecking? But if I take that chicken and I shecht the chicken and I put it in my chicken soup and I say, ooh, lekavod Shabbos Kodesh. So people might say, oi, you hurt the chicken. What else is a chicken here on this planet for? To go ahead and go bok, 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 right? Chickens go bok, bok, bok. They go bok, bok, bok. That's so cute. What is that? That's not it's a cute purpose, some place on a farm to go ahead, blah, blah, blah. But if I take that chicken and I make it lekavod Shabbos, what did I do? I took this physical world, I took a really simple little chicken, and I made it holy, holy, holy. Shenema ar tzadikim yismach. So the light's like, what's the purpose of having a light? If the purpose of having a light, do you know how lucky these light bulbs are? That they are actually helping each and every one of us here learn the Ramchal. Whatever tree, could you imagine how blessed this tree was? That it's able to change my life, to change a human being's life. A tree? What else is a tree? Save the trees? For what? Well, what's the pshat? The pshat is that that's everything in this world. What's milk for? What's milk for? To say shahakol, to put in your coffee, to give you chizik, to learn Torah, to make you in a better mood, a cup. It's beautiful. Everything. That's what this world is about. That's the beauty of this world. This world is all here just for us. And when I look at it that way, and the world serves me, so I could serve Hashem. So I just took the mundane world and I lifted it up. However, if I abuse the world and I abuse it, it destroys me and I destroy the world. Right? We all know the story, right? We learned this when we were little kids, that the rocks were fighting. Let me go under Yaakov's head. What are they fighting to go under Yaakov's head? What else is the purpose of a rock? Right? To set it aside, to throw stones, and to say Shabbos. Good, that's chashuv also. Relax, everybody, relax. Right? Yeah, it triggered everybody. Okay, we'll talk about it afterwards. But it's a yibid here, and I'm saying. Raise my silukim. Bishah, here it is. All of us, guys. Bishah shebara kadosh baruch hu es adam arishon. Before God created man. Today. Chavav, we're a day in. Hashem created the world today. What do you need to create the world for? Planets and all these things for what? He created the world and he said, do me a favor. Do me a favor. Look at my creation. Look how beautiful it is. Kol ma shebarasi b'shvilcha barasi. Why did I create this world? I created it for you. Yeah, that guy over there, from Mordechai. Just for you. For what? So you could sit and steig and learn Torah. So you could go ahead and work on ourselves. So we could go ahead and break myself and become close to Hashem. Hashem says before we were born, do me a favor. Be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. Come in this world and make this world a better place. Elevate the place. Elevate this entire planet. And before each and every one of us were born, Hashem said, okay, you're being born right now. I'm putting you into this world. Make this world a better place. Don't make it a worse place, because you'll destroy yourself and you'll destroy the world. Klalei Shaldavar. 7 minutes, guys. I love it. Klalei Shaldavar. Ha'adam le'nivra ba'avur matzavoi ba'olam hazeh. We were not created for this world. That's not why we were created. Ella, bavur matzava b'olam haba. We were not created for this world. That's not what the reason God created us. He created us for the next world. Ella, so what am I doing in this planet? So why are we here on planet Earth? Matzavo b'olam hazeh has something to do with matzavo b'olam haba shutachlisai. There's some purpose that we all came down to this crazy planet for some reason. To connect to something and something much bigger than the 80, 90, hopefully. Shivim Shana Vigru Shwana. I hope we get there. That's what it says. Shivim Shana, you hope to make it to 70. If you're even lucky, you get to 80, 90, 100. We're going to talk about soon. That's already like, whoa. Al Kain. Shutach Lisa. Not even 9 minutes, everybody. And yes, it'll change your life.